我们今天讲的是箴言书一章二十节到三十一节。
Today we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 1 verses 20 to 39.
好，谁还记得上次我们讲什么？
Who remembers what we talked about last time?
就是不要贪心哈，不要贪财。
To not be greedy, especially for money.
啊哈，因为贪心的话呢，是万恶之源。
Because greed is the root of evil.
那么我们今天呢，我们就要来继续往下看。
Today we'll keep going.
智慧在街市上呼喊，在宽阔处发声，在热闹街头喊叫，在城门口，在城中发出言语。
前面我们讲到了一件事情。
So earlier, we saw.
我们要学习智慧。
That we need to learn wisdom.
智慧的反义词是什么
？What's the opposite of wisdom?
笨拙。
笨拙。
愚笨。
愚笨。愚蠢。愚昧。
Foolishness.
好了，那么前面我们讲到了，如果一个人他怎么能够得到这个智慧呢
？So how can a person obtain wisdom?
他必须得敬畏上帝。
He needs to honor God.
因为上帝就是智慧。
Because God is wisdom.
那前面我们已经讲到了，我们如果不敬畏上帝
，Earlier we saw that if we don't honor God,
那么我们就得不到这个智慧。
Then we can't get this wisdom.
那么前面我们学到了一个智慧，就是不要贪心。
Last time we saw one wise thing was to not be greedy.
因为当我们去贪财也好，贪恋名誉也好，贪心的时候
，Because when we're greedy, whether it be for money or fame or reputation,
我们就会做很多的邪恶的事情
We'll do a lot of evil things.
会达到我们的目的
In order to achieve our goals.
好了，那今天我们讲的是什么呢？这里他说，智慧在街市上呼喊。
So today we see that wisdom is crying aloud in the streets.
然后说在宽阔处发声。
In the market, she raises her voice.
然后她进一步又说了。
And then it continues.
然后说在热闹的街头叫喊。
In the head of the noisy streets, she cries out.
好了，问大家一个问题：街市上和热闹的街头有什么区别？
What's the difference between crying aloud in the street and crying out in the noisy streets.
嗯哼，有什么区别？就是这里边讲那个街市和这里边那个宽阔处街头有什么区别？街头人多，热闹的街头，所以我们就知道了哈。那街市上可能是没有人，也可能人很少。
There could be no people or very few people in the streets.
但是在热闹的街头就不一样了，很多的人。
But noisy streets means that there are definitely people there.
好了，再问大家一个事情，这里边讲到宽阔处和城门口有什么区别
？Okay, the entrance of the city gates and the markets. What's the difference between?
有什么区别？城门口人就更多了。
There are even more people at the entrance.
所以那个城门口总是人来人往的，不会有没有人的。
Because people are constantly going in.
那么这里告诉我们一件事情，这个智慧一直在讲话。
So this tells us that wisdom is always speaking.
他说叫什么呢？叫呼喊。
It says here that she's crying aloud.
然后呢，在无论在有人多的地方或者人少的地方，他都在大声喊叫。
She's crying out in both places with not a lot of people and places with a lot of people.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
Anywhere that people are, hello, crying out.
他说的意思就是这里告诉我们一件事，就是这个智慧呢，它是向人说话的。
Wisdom speaks to people.
离人是很近的。
She's very close to people.
离你很近。
She's right there.
离我也很近。
Next to all of us.
离我们每一个人都很近。对了。
Each one of us.
你不会不知道的。
It's not something that you have no idea that you cannot.
No.
It's impossible for you to never have heard anything of it.
所以这里告诉我们一件事情，这个智慧不是藏起来了。
Wisdom is not something that is hidden.
大家去找，哎呀，找也找不到。
That everybody has to search really hard for.
不用你找，智慧就在我们周围。
You don't need to search hard for it. Wisdom is among us.
你坐在家里没有人，智慧也在那里。
When you're at home, sitting by yourself, there's still wisdom there. Wisdom.
你坐公共汽车，公共汽车里有二十个人，智慧也在那里。
If you're in a bus with 20 people, wisdom is also there.
你上 Eaton Center, 那里面成千上万的人。
If you're at the Eaton Center where you've got thousands, maybe tens of thousands, no, thousands of
many,
people,
many.
Wisdom is still there.
所以这两节经文告诉我们的意思是什么呢？如果你想认识他的话，认识智慧的话，你一定能够认识他。
So these two verses tell us that if you wish to know wisdom, you will be able to know wisdom.
他离你很近。
Because she is close to us.
好了，所以我们得到智慧是很容易的哈，并不是说智慧藏起来你找不到。
It's easy to find wisdom. It's not like wisdom's hidden somewhere.
嗯哼。下面就说第二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二、二十三。二十三节。好了，这里告诉我们一件事情。
Verses 22 and 23 tell us
这个智慧在喊
that wisdom is crying out
向所有的人在呼喊一件事情
crying out to everyone
他称他面前的这些人叫愚昧人
she addresses the people before her as simple ones
也就是说在大街小巷走的这些人都是愚昧人
Which means that everyone on the streets at the city gate, they are simple people.
在智慧的眼里，人是愚昧的。
In the eyes of wisdom, people are foolish.
他说，你们喜爱愚昧，还要继续喜欢愚昧吗？
She asked them, how long will you love being simple?
你们还要做愚昧人吗？
Do you still want to continue being foolish?
你们还要做亵慢人吗？
Do you still want to be scoffers?
所以现在喊，比如说一个愚昧人。
For example, there's a foolish person
在路上走
walking on the street.
他没听见那个智慧的向他喊
The foolish person doesn't hear wisdom crying out to him.
智慧在这里向他喊，说你这个愚昧人还要做愚昧人吗？
And wisdom is there asking him, "Oh, you foolish person, do you want to continue on being foolish?
你这个亵慢人还要做亵慢人吗？
Scoffer, how long will you delight in your scoffing?
为什么他们愚昧？为什么他们亵慢呢？
Why are these people simple and why are they scoffers?
因为他们恨恶知识。
They despise knowledge.
他们不喜欢这个知识，不喜欢智慧。
They despise knowledge. They despise wisdom.
然后呢？二十三节。
23.
他说，这个智慧在这里向他呼喊的时候，是向他责备他。
Wisdom, as she's calling out to these people, is rebuking them.
责备他们不要再做愚昧人了。
Rebuking them so that they will no longer continue being foolish.
不要再做亵慢人。
To no longer be scoffers.
言外之意是什么意思呢
？In other words,
以前愚昧人是恨恶知识的。
Before foolish people despise knowledge.
如果你不做亵慢人，不做愚昧人的时候，你要爱知识。你做愚昧人的时候，你是恨恶知识。
When you're a simple person, you despise knowledge.
如果你要不做愚昧人，
if you want to no longer
想得到这个智慧，
if you want to obtain the
knowledge, 你必须爱这个知识。
You need to love wisdom.
然后下面说，他说我就将我的灵交换给你们。
And it says, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you.
这里边我们就提上次第一次的时候，我们就讲到了人是由几部分组成的，人是由几部分组成的，两部分。
Earlier on, before we talked about what are the different parts of a person.
两部分组成，一部分是什么？身体。
One part is the body.
另外一部分呢
？The other
是我们的灵魂。
Is
对了
，spirit.
如果我们没有灵魂的话
，If we don't have any spirit,
那是什么
？What is that?
那就是死人。
Then you're a dead person.
让人活的，让这个身体活的是什么？是这个灵魂。
What animates your body is your spirit.
所以这里告诉我们一件事情是什么呢？
What this tells us is
这些愚昧人好像那个灵魂不工作了。
Foolish people are like people whose spirits don't really work.
然后智慧说，只要你回转。
And wisdom says as long as you repent. if you turn,
他就会把智慧这个灵给你。
She will give you the spirit of wisdom,
使你可以明白这知识。
So that you can understand it,
成为一个智慧人。
And become a wise person.
好了，那么从二十节到二十三节。
So from verses 20 to 23,
告诉我们一件事情。
They tell us,
智慧离我们不远。
Wisdom is not far from us.
但是我们需要去靠近它。
But we need to approach it.
在智慧的知识上面我们要学习。
We need to learn knowledge from wisdom.
啊哈。你需要有这个知识。
You need to have knowledge.
你没有这个知识的话就是愚昧嘛。
If you don't have this knowledge, that makes you a foolish person.
就好像一个人。
For example, a very simple person.
我们今天看到很多的年轻人，他的生活能力很低。
We see a lot of young people today. They're very, they don't have any living skills.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为你没有学。
Because they haven't learned any skills.
也没有人教。
Nobody teaches them.
比如说我这个年纪的人。
For example, someone in their 50s.
我们不到十岁的时候，我们就自己做饭吃。
Oh, people from this generation learned to cook when they were maybe 10 years old.
因为那时候没有人教我们，没有人给我们做饭吃。
Back then, nobody was there to cook for them.
我们必须要学习很多的这样的知识。
They were forced to learn a lot of life skills.
我们才知道如何去做。
In order to learn how to do these things.
所以告诉我们一件事情，年轻人，你们必须要爱慕智慧。
So young people, you need to love wisdom.
你要付出代价去学习。
You need to pay the cost to learn from wisdom.
你必须听这个责备。
You need to listen to her reproof.
但是很多的时候，年轻人呢不喜欢听责备。
A lot of times, young people say they don't like to be rebuked.
人天然的本性就是不喜欢别人责备的。
It's our human nature.To not like to listen to rebuke.
我们喜欢别人夸奖我们。
We like when other people praise us.
表扬我们。
To compliment us.
现在呢，有一种教育方式叫什么？叫正面的，叫什么？赏识教育，就是 positive. 比如说，你一个老师教你去画画，老师说给我画个狗吧，完你画一个老虎，这老师怎么说呢？
太好了，
太好了，至少都就是这么讲，就是用 positive.
Okay.
那个。
A lot of teachers today stress.Being positive. For example, if you're in a drawing class and the teacher tells you to draw a tiger and you draw a dog and the teacher says, good job. It's a good, yeah.
你要喜爱责备。
You need to learn to love, rebuke.
为什么你需要喜欢责备呢？
Why is that?
你爸爸在什么时候责备你？
When does your father?
你做错事情的时候就责备你吧。
For example, your father rebukes you when you do something wrong.
当你听了你爸爸的责备的时候，你就改过来了吗？
When you listen to your father's rebuke, then you can change.
你如果不听你爸爸的责备，你就继续错吗？
If you don't listen to your father's rebuke, you'll continue doing this wrong thing.
这就是很简单的逻辑。
It's a very simple, reasoning.
所以这里告诉我们说，智慧离我们不远。
So here it tells us that wisdom is not far from us.
智慧每天都显明我们的错误。
Every day, wisdom is, showing us our faults, our...Mistakes,
显明我们的愚昧
revealing our foolishness.
我们应该改过来的，就是这里讲的要回转。
We need to change. That's what she means by turn at my reproof.
我们要听这个责备。
We need to listen to her rebuke.
我们就能够得到这个智慧。
In order to obtain wisdom.
好了，我们今天听的，你要不要听责备？
要。
哎呦。可以哈，那是因为你还没遇到责备呢。我们看二十四节和二十五节。我们今天坐在这里都说，哎，我喜欢责备，谁责备我吧。
Sitting here is very easy to say, oh, I love rebuke. Somebody rebuke me.
但是当你真正面对责备的时候
，But when you're actually faced with somebody rebuking you，
在这里的叔叔阿姨责备你很容易的，但是如果说这个小弟弟责备你呢，你会说你说老几？ 是不是
？For example, if somebody older than you were to rebuke you, you could accept it. But if a little five-year-old kid did, what would you think of that?
所以我们要不要想我们是天然的就会人家责备我，我就很高兴的。
So we must not think that naturally we are very compliant and are happy when others rebuke us.
我们天然的人是这样子。
No, by nature we are like this.
当智慧呼唤我们的时候
，When wisdom calls to us,
没有人愿意听从。
Nobody likes to listen.
当智慧要伸出手来拉我们、帮助我们的时候
，When wisdom stretches out her hand,
我们会说不用。
We'll think we don't need it.
我可以搞定。
I can handle this.
无人理会，然后呢，说什么呢？不但不理会，不但不听从，反而轻弃我一切的劝诫。
Not only do you refuse to listen or you don't heed, but you completely ignore wisdom.
忽略了，根本就不值得一提。
You don't even take it for you don't even think about it.
嗯哼，然后呢，说不肯受我的责备。
And it says you would have none of my reproof.
我问大家一件事情，人为什么不愿意听别人责备？
Why do people not like to listen to the reproof of others?
为什么？为什么？
不开心。
为什么不开心呢？
说自己不好。
为什么说自己不好，自己就不开心呢？喜欢自己对是吧？
We like being right.
你责备我，就说明我错了。没有人觉得自己错了。
If you rebuke me, it means you think I'm wrong, and nobody likes.Nobody thinks that they're wrong.
我们都觉得自己对。
We all think we're right.
我们都觉得自己对。
We all think we're right.
所以我们不理会。
So we don't mind the rebuke. I mean, we don't care about the rebuke. Care for the rebuke of others.
你记住一件事情。
Remember one thing.
我们人天然生来就是自我为中心的。
We are born self-centered.
我们生来就是骄傲的。
We're proud from the moment we're born.
我们生来就是自私自利的。
We're born selfish.
我觉得天下就我一个人是对的。
We all think if nobody else is right in the world, then I'm right.
顶多
Even if nobody else. Maybe unless it's someone who agrees with me, then they're right too.
所以我们今天坐在这里说啊、哦，我喜爱责备，我喜爱智慧，很容易的。
So sitting here tonight, it's very easy to say, "Oh, I love rebuke. I love wisdom."
但是你真正遇到这个时候的时候，一个人责备你的时候
，But when you actually come across someone who rebukes you,
那才真正能反映出来你到底喜欢不喜欢责备。
That'll show whether or not you actually like being rebuked.
但是你下回有人责备你的时候
，But next time when somebody rebukes you,
你记住。你不是天然喜欢责备的。
Remember that by nature you do not like rebuke.
你要知道，你听从责备就是智慧。
You need to know that listening to rebuke is wise.
所以不要轻易的发脾气。
So don't, you know, be easily angered when you're rebuked.
不要轻易的就说 no.
Don't just say no, you're wrong.
在这里的叔叔阿姨责备你很容易，你很容易，哈哈，对对对对对。
Like the people at church, if they were to rebuke you, you could, you know, easily agree with them.
如果小弟责备你的时候
，If your little brother or your brother rebukes you,
那才真正考验你是不是喜爱责备。
That will really test you to see if you actually like rebuke or not.
你必须喜爱责备。
You must love rebuke.
你必须喜爱智慧。
You must love wisdom.
我们看下一节。
Next verse.
你们遭灾难，我就发笑；惊恐临到你们，我必嗤笑。惊恐临到你们，好像狂风；灾难来到，如同暴风。极难痛苦临到你们身上。
好了，智慧向这些愚昧人在发出呼叫。
Wisdom is calling out to foolish people.
要他们回转。
Asking them to turn around.
这些人怎么样呢？轻弃这一切的智慧。
But all of these people.Deliberately ignore wisdom.
他们不理会。
They don't listen to her counsel.
他们不肯听从。
They do not heed to her instruction.
于是就发生一件事情。
So something happens.
就灾难就来了。
A calamity comes.
然后那些惊恐也来了。
Terror strikes.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们愚昧。
Because these people are foolish.
好了，那智慧在那里做什么呢？笑。
But wisdom, what is she doing? She's laughing at them.
还嗤笑。
She's mocking them.
为什么？
Why is that?
智慧这样说，我告诉过你啊。
Wisdom's telling them, I told you so.
但是你们不听啊。
You wouldn't listen.
现在得报应了吧？
Well, now you're getting what's coming to you.
这个愚昧的结果后果出现了。
The consequence of foolishness arrives.
而且这个惊恐也好，这个灾难也好，是很大的。
And the calamity or the terror is a very big thing.
临到谁的身上？
Who does it come upon?
弄到智慧身上了没有？
On wisdom.
没有。
No.
愚昧的结果。
Consequence of foolishness.
一定会落到这个愚昧的人身上。
Will come upon this foolish person.
比如说。
For example.
我们家那个炉子啊，点火的炉子。
For example, the stove that you have at home.
我不知道如何操作。
He doesn't know how to use it. Okay.
我爸爸告诉我，我教你怎么做。
My father tells me, I'll teach you how to use the stove.
我不听。
And I don't listen to him.
我爸爸告诉你，你如果不正确操作，会把你烧手烧了。
My father tells me if you don't use it properly, you'll burn yourself.
我会，不用你教。
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't need you to teach me.
因为我很骄傲。
Because I'm very proud.
我不喜欢我爸这样的指点我。
I don't like it when my dad tells me what to do. I want to do it by myself.
我一弄把手烧了。
Oh, I turn on the stove and I burn my hand.
我爸就笑我。
My dad laughs at me.
当然我爸不会笑了哈。
Okay, he wouldn't actually laugh.
我爸通常会这样说。
He would just say,
"Guy, you deserve it."
It's what you, yeah, that's what you get. That's what you deserve.
是不是？好了，请问，这个火烧手是烧我的手还是烧我爸的手？
When the stove burns someone, is it burning me or is it burning my father?
烧自己的。
烧自己的手，不会烧我爸爸的手。
My own hand is burned, not my father.
所以这些灾难也好，这些惊恐的人也好，是因为这些人的愚昧所造成的后果。
So this calamity and terror.Arrives as a consequence to these people's foolishness.
这个结果要落在那个愚昧的人身上。
The consequence will fall on the one who is foolish.
所以，智慧就嗤笑他。
Wisdom is laughing at them, mocking them.
嗤笑他什么呢？
For what?
嗤笑这些愚昧人没有智慧。
She's laughing because these foolish people don't have wisdom.
他们为什么没有智慧呢？
Why don't they have wisdom?
他不肯接受智慧的责备。
They don't accept the rebuke of wisdom.
你说我笨。
You think I'm stupid.
你才笨呢。
No, you're the stupid one.
最后受伤了。
And then you end up burning your hand.
所以你会想象那个智慧，智慧就是这样子的。
So wisdom is thinking, well, I warned you.
好了。你想想看，如果我手烧的时候，我会怎么办？哎呀，把我手烧了，
if,
我会怎么办
？If I burn my hand, what am I
going
to do about it?
啊，我会这样说 ，Daddy。
I'll call my dad if I burn my hand.
我手都烧烂了，我还自己还找烫伤膏，我上哪找烫伤膏？这时候能做就是，爸爸，快点，我这烫了。当然，我们的爸爸不会笑我们。
In this situation, my father wouldn't actually laugh at me.
好了，在这个时候。这些愚昧的人会做一个工作的。好，28、29、30。
那时你必呼求我，我却不答应；恳切的寻找我，我却不见。因为你们憎恨知识，不喜爱敬畏耶和华，不听我的劝诫，蔑视我的一切责备。
好，这里说，哎呀，到这个时候了，这个愚昧的后果来到的时候。
Verse 28, when the consequence falls upon the foolish.
这些 foolish 人就开始呼叫智慧。
Then the foolish will start calling out to wisdom.
智慧说，我却不答应。
But wisdom says, I will not answer.
恳切地寻找我，却寻不见。
They will seek me diligently, but will not find me.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
是不是智慧不帮他？
Is it that wisdom doesn't want to help them?
是不是智慧不帮他？
不是，而是为时已晚。
没用了，我手已经烧了。Daddy, 我爸爸不能够使我的手变回原来的样子。
Well, there's no point. I've already burned my hand. My dad can't even restore my hand.
他能做的是替我找药。
What he can do is look for medicine.
这里边讲的就是这个意思。
Here, that's what it means.
再举一个简单的例子。
Here's another example.
有一个男孩子去学开飞机。
There's a young man who's learning to become a pilot.
他去找一个师傅去开飞机。
He's looking for a pilot teacher.
那个老师非常的严格。
His teacher's very strict.
他做每一个错事情的时候都要责备他。
He rebukes the student every time he does something wrong.
他不喜欢那个师傅，那老责备我做什么？
The student doesn't like his teacher. He thinks, oh, he keeps telling me I do wrong things.
老让我回去去背那个手册。
He keeps telling me to go and like memorize, study the handbook, the manual.
我不要这老师了。
Yeah, I don't want this teacher anymore.
我换一个老师。
I'm going to change the teacher.
又找另外一个老师。
Find a different one.
这老师有个总是说 good job.
This teacher always tells him,
hey, 做得很好。
You're doing well.
你做对了，做错了，很好，很好。
Oh, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Just keep going.
啊，他觉得还真开心。
So he's very happy about it.
也不需要让他就给他手册，你看记不住不要紧，没关系，没关系。
And he says, "Oh, it's okay if you can't remember anything from the manual. It's okay."
人家说好，今天我们实习开始，你自己下飞机上天。
Oh. And his teacher says, "Okay, today you're gonna fly out on your own."
哈哈哈，他开飞机上天了，高兴。
He's so happy. He flies.
玩儿就上天了啊！上天了之后怎么样了
？And then what happened?
突然来了一股风。
Suddenly there's a gust of wind.
这飞机就开始晃。
And the plane starts to shake.
他就不知道怎么办。
And he doesn't know what to do because he didn't study the manual.
然后这飞机嘣。
And then the plane fell and he plummeted to his death.
你想想看，那飞机呜走下来这个两秒钟的时间里，他在做什么
？In the 2 seconds that it takes for the plane to fall, what's he doing?
他在呼求智慧。
He is calling out to wisdom.
智慧是不是说好吧，行了，帅起来吧，日有没有
？Wisdom think is wisdom tell him, oh yeah, it's okay, I'll save you.
没用了。
There's
已经晚了。
Point, it's already too late.
所以我喜欢跟你们年轻人讲一句话是什么，你知道吗
？So I'd like to say something to you, young people.
在你们的人生道路当中，特别是女孩子。
In your lives, especially for girls.
有些错误你只能犯一次。
There's some mistakes that you can only make once.
就足可以毁掉你的一生。
And that could like ruin the rest of your life.
你必须喜爱智慧。
You must love wisdom.
你必须喜爱责备。
You must love rebuke.
否则你如果你没有智慧，你也不喜欢责备的话，你可能犯一次错误，你的一生就毁掉了。
If you hate wisdom and you hate rebuke, then maybe you'll make.A mistake here, and your entire life will be affected.
到那个时候，到那个时候，
point,
你再去呼求智慧，你再去后悔，没用了。
It'll be too late to call out to wisdom. It'll be useless to regret anything.
没有用的。比如说你在飞机上，你驾驶飞机，你只能犯一次错误。
If you're flying in that example with a plane, you only have one chance to make a mistake.
你说我下回再开飞机，我注意就行了嘛。
You can't say like, oh.Next time, I'll just be careful.
你要面对的是这一次怎么活。
You need to deal with how you're going to survive.
而不是下一次你怎么办。
You don't have the next chance.
看到了。
Do you see that?
所以我告诉你，千万不要这个愚昧的结果临到的时候，我们再去呼求智慧。
So we must not call out to wisdom when the consequence of our foolishness has already come.
你现在就应该喜爱知识。
We need to love wisdom now.
而这知识是什么呢
？Knowledge now.
知识显明的是什么？我问你一件事情：当你学到数学的时候，一加一等于二，奇妙吧？二加一就等于三，太奇妙了。
For example, math. If you're doing 1 plus 1, you figure out that it's 2.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And 1 plus 2 is 3, and that's amazing.
啊哈，奇妙不奇妙
？Isn't that amazing?
好了。你去买苹果。
If you go buy apples.
一块钱一斤。
A dollar a pound.
你买二斤。
You buy 2 pounds.
你给他两块钱。
And you give the person $2.
他就拿这个苹果，你拿家去，他不找你。
Then they don't need to get, they don't need to give you change.
奇妙吧
？Isn't that amazing?
你给他两块钱，他让你走。你不给他两块钱，他让你走吗？你给他一块五，他让你走吗
？If you give the cashier $2, they will let you leave. If you give them $1.50, they won't let you leave.
这奇妙反映的是什么
？What does this reflect?
一加一为什么不等于三
？Why is 1 plus 1 not 3?
一加一为什么不等于五
？Why is it not 5?
上课。
In class.
说一加一等于几
？I ask a student, what's 1 plus 1?
等于几？然后 Tom 说，等于三。
One student says 2, the other student says 3.
那我就在想说，那到底等于二还是等于三呢？
I need to ask myself, is it actually three or is it two?
是他说了算呢，还是他说了算，还是我说了算
？Is the first student right or is the second student right, or am I right?
谁说了算
？Who has?
谁说了算？也不是你说了算，也不是你说了算，也不是我说了算。
It doesn't matter who is giving the answer.
是创造这个世界，上帝说了算。上帝定下来，一加一就等于二。
It's God who created the universe. Who decides that one?
所以奇怪吧？你买二斤苹果给人两块钱，一块钱一斤，人家让你走。
So no wonder when you buy 2 pounds of apples for $1 a pound, and you give the cashier $2, they allow you to leave.
因为你按照上帝所定的规则在做事情。
Because you're doing things according to the order that God has established.
什么是智慧
？What is wisdom?
智慧就是上帝本身。
It's God Himself.
以及上帝所定立的法则。
All of these rules that He has established.
我们今天学的所有的知识都是关于上帝的知识。
All of the knowledge that we learned today.
都是上帝定的。
Knowledge of God, principles that He had established.
你们今天都学到高中了是吧？是不是？啊，高中学了物理的，学了化学的，对不对？
In high school, you learn physics and
chemistry.这个为什么这个东西加这个东西，它一反应就成为这个东西？
Why does this substance and the other substance? Why do these two substances react to do something?
因为上帝就这么创造的。
Because that's how God created these things.
所以你可以借着这一切的知识去认识这位上帝。
So you can use all of this knowledge to know God.
所以这下边说，你不喜爱敬畏耶和华。
Verse 29, they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
你不敬畏耶和华。
You do not honor the Lord.
你不敬畏上帝。
Do not honor God.
你不想学习上帝在这个世界当中所设立的法则。
You don't want to learn the laws that He's established in this universe.
你不想照着他设立的法则去做。
You don't want to act according to these laws.
这就叫愚昧。
That's foolishness.
不听，不按照上帝的法则做事情。就叫愚昧。
If you don't listen and you don't live according to the laws that God has established, that's called foolishness.
当上帝的智慧来责备我们，来显明我们的愚昧的时候
，When God's wisdom rebukes us and reveals to us our foolishness,
我们不肯听从。
We don't want to listen.
我们忽略。
We ignore it.
那就更加的愚昧。
That's even more foolish.
愚昧到一个什么结果呢
？Foolish to the point.
就是31节到33节。
Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way, and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure, and will be at ease, without dread of disaster.
所以必吃自己的果子，充满自设的计谋。愚昧人被盗，必杀己身。愚顽人安逸，必害己命。
看到了，这是一个必然的结果，就是这些人不听智慧的责备。
There's a natural consequence to not listening to the reproof of wisdom.
他要吃他自己愚昧所结的果子。
Foolish people will eat the fruit of their way.
他们设了很多的计谋。
They will have their fill of their own devices.
他本来是用来害别人的。
They have their own devices to harm other people.
最后怎么样呢？最后自己害自己。
In the end, they end up harming themselves.
这里讲的非常的清楚，在32节说什么呢？说愚昧人被盗必杀自己身。
Verse 32, the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them.
这个 turning away 的意思就是这样子的，什么呢？
Turning away, it means.
被盗的意思就是智慧要忽转，他要往这边转。
Wisdom is calling out to them to turn from their ways.
转向智慧。
To turn instead toward wisdom.
但是他没有。
But they don't do it.
他是转向愚昧。
They continue in the direction of foolishness.
这里说，当他转向愚昧的时候。
Here it says when they are walking the direction of foolishness.
他的愚昧就把他杀了。
Their foolishness will kill them.
你不要想，他转过来的时候，嘣，倒下就死了。
It's not like as soon as they turn, they hit their head and die.
有很多的愚昧人，当转向愚昧的时候
，When a lot of people turn toward foolishness,
会被很多人羡慕。有时候
，A lot of people will admire them sometimes.
举个简单的例子
，For example,
你的一个朋友跟你说，哎，咱俩抢银行去吧。
If you have a friend tells you, let's go rob a bank.
你知道，这个智慧在里边就开始喊你了。
Wisdom already is going to start yelling at you.
不要抢银行，不要抢银行。
Don't rob the bank.
这是犯罪，犯罪。
That's a sin.
神要审判，要审判。
God will judge you.
被警察抓住了以后，你要被审判的。
When the police catch you, you'll be arrested.
你要住监狱的。
You'll live in
prison. 不要，不要。
Prison. Don't do it.
于是你就转身向智慧。
You decide you turn.To what wisdom says.
然后你就告诉你的朋友说我不去。
And you tell your friend I'm not going.
然后你这个朋友呢，就是三十二节，他马上就从智慧这边转向了愚昧。
And this friend of yours, as in verse 32, turns towards foolishness.
他就去抢银行。
He'll rob the bank.
结果警察没抓住他。
The police didn't catch him in the end.
他抢了500万。
$5 million.
警察没抓住他。
And the police didn't get him.
于是以后他就成了百万富翁。
From then on, he became a millionaire.
安逸不 complacency 很安逸啊，非常的 complacency. 他非常的安逸哈。
He's very happy.
Yeah, very happy. 对，你就会想，是不是我错了？
You might ask yourself, was I wrong not to rob the bank with him?
那个人就告诉你说，当初你看汤姆让你去你不去。
Your friend will say, "Oh, see, I told you you should have come with me."
你要跟我去是不是咱俩一家250？
Oh, then we would split the money.
10万，对不对？250万，对不对？你也百万富翁，我也百万富翁，咱俩多高兴啊！
We both be happy millionaires.
但是呢，你不要羡慕他。
But don't envy him.
因为这500万呢，害了他的命。
Because this $5 million are what will kill him.
你说没有害他的命啊，这个人最后得癌症死的。
You might think, oh no, it didn't harm him. He died of cancer.
也没抓住啊。
Not in jail.
或者你说哦，最后人活了120岁，最后老的不行了就死了。
Or you might say he lived until he was 120, died of old age.
他没有害己命啊，哪里害他命了？
How does his money harm him?
但是我告诉你，有一天上帝就会审判他。
But one day God.
还记不记得上次我跟你们说，你们还笑来着？
Last time we talked about this.
不管他是癌症死的，还是120岁老死的。
Whether he died of old age at 120 or very young from cancer.
有一天上帝会让他醒的。
One day God will wake him up.
然后审判他这五百万的罪。
And condemn him for this $5 million.
然后把他放到地狱里边。
And then throw him into hell.
谁也逃不掉的。
Nobody can escape this.
所以这里告诉我们一件事情，如果我们不转向智慧，按照智慧来行的话，
So this tells us that if we do not turn toward wisdom and act according to her instruction,
你就好像从 CN Tower 上往下跳一样。
It'll be like jumping from the top of the CN Tower.
你想想要这样跳就会怎么样，一下就钻到地底下去了。所以呢，33节说，唯有听从我的。
Verse 33, but whoever listens to me,
这样的人才能够怎么样？安然居住，得享安静，不怕灾祸。
Dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster.
换句话说，智慧必拯救你。
In other words, wisdom will save them.
你会有真正的安逸。
You will have peace.
你不会有灾祸的害怕的。
You won't.Live with the dread of disaster.
因为你有智慧在你的里边。
Because you have wisdom in you.
这智慧会祝福你。
Which will bless you.
这智慧会帮助你。
Wisdom will help you.
你就不会害怕了。
So you don't need to fear.
所以呢，我们今天讲的是20节到33节。
So today we looked at verse 20 through verse 33.
讲的是什么呢？
What did we talk about?
我们今天讲的是，你如果远离智慧，远离知识。
If you stay away from wisdom and from knowledge,
你一定吃愚昧所带来的果子。
You will definitely eat the fruit of your foolishness.
你自害己命。
You are harming your own life.
你去热爱这知识。你去热爱这智慧，
love wisdom and knowledge，
你就必得祝福，
you will be blessed。
所以呢，今天你们这些年轻人呢，
for young people，
特别是年轻人，
especially young people，
我告诉你，这智慧的提醒不是某一个有智慧的人提醒你，
wisdom's reminder， it's not just it doesn't come from a a specific wise person who will remind you.
这是创造宇宙万有的上帝在提醒你。
This is a reminder that comes from God who created all that exists.
给你举个简单的例子啊。
Give you an example.
你读高中了是吧？好了，初中的时候你就学过，你身上有多少块骨头啊？我们身上有多少骨头，我们自己都不知道，对不对？啊？
206。
对了，206块骨头。好了，那我随便问你一个，腓骨在哪儿？我们甚至于我们自己多少块骨头我们都不知道。
So in school we might have learned that how many bones the human body has.Or we might not have.、
Uh-huh.
Or we might not know、
uh-huh.
how many bones we have.、
好，那我问你，你的心脏为什么一直跳它不停啊、
why is your heart beating continuously?
为什么？
因为你还需要活着。
心脏不会因为你需要活着，你要那样没人死了。心脏要停的时候，我需要活，它就跳。
The heart doesn't beat because the body needs to live, otherwise nobody would die.
心脏跳不跳不是根据你需要的。
The heart doesn't beat because you need it to.
啊？
血液的换新。
那人要死的时候，这心脏马上要停，说不行，我血液需要换新，你不能停，它就不停了。所以有很多的事情你都不知道，就是关于你自己的。
There are a lot of things that we don't know or understand even about ourselves.
上帝知道。
But God knows them.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为上帝造了你。
He created us.
你的每一样东西，你看得见的或者看不见的，都是他造的。
He created everything in you, the things that you can see, the things that you cannot see.
甚至于你现在想什么，他都知道。
He even knows what you're thinking about at this moment.
甚至于你明天想什么，他也知道。
He even knows what you're going to think about tomorrow.
他比你更了解你自己。
He understands you better than you do yourself.
问你一件事情。
Let me ask you something.
当你肚子疼的时候。
When your stomach hurts.
你觉得说哦，是我胃疼。
You think, wow, I have a stomach ache.
医生说不是。
The doctor says no, it's not your stomach.
是因为你肝疼。
It's actually because of your liver.
你相信谁的？
Who do you believe?
是你肝的问题，不是胃的问题。你相信谁的？你自己说你胃疼，医生说你肝有毛病，你相信谁的？你是相信你自己还是相信医生？
If you have a stomach ache and the doctor tells you no, it's actually a problem with your liver.
你相信医生？你相信你自己啊？你觉得你比医生更厉害是吧？
Do you think you're smarter than your doctor?
所以我告诉你一件事情，对于我们自己来说，上帝比我们自己更了解我们自己。
When it comes to ourselves, even our own bodies, God understands us better than we do.
所以上帝告诉我们错了，你一定要相信真错。
So when God tells you that you're wrong, you need to actually believe that you are wrong.
不要相信你自己。
Don't believe in yourself.
今天我们很多的时候被这种教育过来了，说什么我一定要相信我自己。
Nowadays,
你从小的时候就受这种教育。
We, from a young age, they teach us, oh, you have to believe in yourself.
那是因为你没见到上帝。
Because you haven't known God.
所以今天的年纪，我们什么叫说我相信我自己？
What does it mean when you say I believe in myself?
这就叫自我为中心。
That's self-centeredness.
你们这里很多都是独生子女。
A lot of us here are single children.
所以在家里边的时候呢，你就是
only children.
所以你就是中心。
So we get used to being like the center of the family.
你自己本身已经很自我为中心。
So we're already very self-centered.
然后你爸爸妈妈又拿你当中心。
And then our parents make us even more self-centered.
爷爷奶奶也是你的中心。
And we're also the center of our grandparents' lives.
姥姥姥爷你也是中心。
And of our other grandparents.
所以你就真的以为你是中心。
So we end up really believing that we're the center.
就是这样的自我为中心，实际就把我们的眼睛给遮蔽住了。
This actually blinds us.
我们就不能够认识智慧。
And we don't know wisdom.
因为我们觉得我们永远是对的。
Because we think that we're always right.
愚昧的表现是什么？
What's the expression of foolishness?
就是骄傲。
Pride.
骄傲和愚昧是一样的。
Pride and foolishness are always the same.
所以呢，我们呢，只欣赏我们自己。
We only appreciate ourselves.
我们不会去欣赏别人。
But not other people.
为什么呢？因为我们觉得我们好。
Because we think we're better.
但是实际上呢，不是的。
But that's not the case.
有个词叫自恋。
Narcissism.
自恋这个词哈，和哪个词是一个呢？你知道吗？
It's the same as.
就索多玛。
Sodom.
Sodom.
Okay.
它是一个字根的，就是自己恋慕自己。
Comes from the same word.
所以今天你们千万不要这样的自恋。
So we must not be proud.
当自恋的时候，我们就学不到智慧。
Because then we cannot learn wisdom.
因为我们觉得我们是最好的。
Because we think we're the best.
那真正最好的就被挡在门外了。
And you no longer care about the one who is actually the best.
我们每一个人都不是单独活着的。
Nobody lives completely alone.
我们都在一个群体当中的。
We're all in a community.
上帝把我们放在一个群体当中的时候呢？
When God places us in a community.
就是让我们摆脱掉自我为中心的这个束缚。
It's to make us, it's to get rid of our self-centeredness.
当我们自己住在家里边，我们觉得哦，我是中心。
If you're sitting at home alone, you're thinking, oh, I'm the center of everything.
当你到一个群体当中，就是哦，我周围还有许多人。
When you're in a community, you realize, oh, there are a lot of people around me.
每个人都有每个人的特点。
Everyone has their own particularities.
每个人都有每个人的优点。
Everyone has their own strengths.
没有一个人是完全人。
Nobody is perfect.
我们就能够学习懂得如何彼此来欣赏。
Then we learn how to appreciate one another.
彼此来尊重。
To honor, respect one another.
我们就不会目中无人。
So that we might not become, so that we won't be self-centered.
当我们目中无人的时候。
When we don't take anyone else into consideration.
你就会发现一件事情。
We will find that.
有一天，当你把你骄傲的头颅低下来的时候
，One day when you lower your very proud head，
你会发现
chin,
哦，周围没有人了。
You'll find that oh, there are no longer anyone. There's no longer anyone around me.
你知道为什么吗
？Why is that？
因为别人都在前进。
Because everyone else is moving forward.
只有你自己站在原地没动。
You're the only one who's been standing here this whole time.
为什么呢
？Because
因为你在目中无人。
Because you're busy not looking at other people.
这就是中国人所说的骄傲使人落后的道理。
That's what we mean when we say that pride makes you fall behind.
Yes. 对了，所以我们今天所学的这些经文，我们要学习到的就是远离知识必吃恶果。
So what we learn from this passage is that if we keep away from wisdom, we will eat the fruit of our foolishness.
这里远离知识也叫骄傲自大。
Keep away from wisdom is also to be proud.
And shall be exalted.
And yeah, exalt yourself.
所以千万不要做。
So we must not be like that.
上帝造每个人都是不一样的。
God has created each of us differently.
有的聪明。
Some are smarter.
有的不是那么聪明。
Some aren't as smart.
有的人长得很漂亮。
Some are better looking.
有些长得不那么漂亮。
Some are uglier.
但是我们在上帝面前都是宝贵的。
But before God, we all have value.
因为他是造我们的。
Because he's the one who created us.
当我们愿意转身向他的时候。
When we want to turn to him.
他就给我们这个灵就开始能够学习智慧和知识。
He will give us a spirit that.A spirit to learn wisdom and knowledge.
我们就不至于吃愚昧的恶果。
So that we won't have to eat the fruit of our folly.
我们就能够得到智慧所带来的祝福。
So that we can get the blessing that comes from wisdom.
无论我们多么聪明。
No matter how smart we are.
无论我们多么有钱。
Or how rich we are.
无论我们多么漂亮。
Or how beautiful we are.
我们都要面对这位上帝。
We all need to face God.
他对我们每一个人都是公平的。
He is just.
除了他所赐给我们的智慧和救恩之外。
Besides the wisdom and the salvation that he gives us.
什么都不能够从上帝那里获得 favor 要。
Nothing can, you know, win his favor.
什么也不能。
Nothing.
我们唯一能做的就是转向着上帝这智慧。
The only thing we can do is turn to him and to his wisdom.
谦谦卑卑的承认。我没有智慧。
To humbly admit that we are not wise.
我们就能够得到智慧。
And then we can obtain wisdom.
所以，无论是年轻人也好。
So for young people.
我们年老的也好。
Or old people.
我们做孩子的呢，千万不要骄傲，自我为中心。
As children, we must not be self-centered and proud.
而我们做父母的呢？
And for parents,
千万不要以你的儿女为中心。
We must not make our children the center of our lives.
因为在他天然的本性当中已经自我为中心了。
Because by nature they're already self-centered.
你如果再以他为中心的话，
If you make him the center of your life,
你就是害他。
You are harming him.
他就更加自我为中心。
He will become more self-centered.
那么你早早晚晚有一天你会看到你的儿子看到你的女儿吃到这骄傲的自恶。
And then one day you will see your own child eat the fruit of his or her folly and pride.
到那个时候呢，你除了要他回转之外，你根本就帮不上他。
At that point, other than asking them to turn, you won't be able to help them at all.
所以我们今天做父母的也要有智慧。
So as parents, we need to be wise.
他不是中心，你也不是中心，没有人是中心，这个世界只有一个中心。就是上帝。
Your child is not the center. You are not the center. In this earth, there is no center. There's only God who's the center of everything.
所以这个非常重要的。
That's very important.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。
That's all for today.